AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In Series 4, we examine the future for agencies and how the current business model is being forced to adapt to a new marketing environment. We explore the drivers behind the trend towards reinvention and understand the challenges this presents to agencies in the future.
Welcome to AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're talking with Bob Greenberg, Chairman, CEO and Global Chief Creative Officer of RGA in New York. It's great to have you back again today, Bob. Your first podcast was very successful and it got a lot of people talking.
Hello, Peter.
Bob, we're here today to talk about your non-traditional communications agency model and to find out why RGA's structure may be the way of the future. At RGA, you've pioneered a new approach to purpose-built teams. Can you tell us how this occurred and, you know, why did you do it in the first place?
I think I have been looking for a new model, a new agency model for some time. I looked at software originally as an inspiration and the concept of groupware, which might be something similar to Lotus Notes. And I thought, well, if they could build software for teams to work together, then we could possibly take that concept, flip it back to our organizational model, and then have the people co-located around a client of ours, and then tied into all sorts of things like the intranet, extranets, wikis, wireless, dev sites, media asset management systems, collaborative systems, stuff like that. And that would foster collaboration between our various teams, and we would deconstruct our department, which were set up originally as, for instance, client services or technology, something similar to information design, information architecture, and break all those departments down and put them into team structures.
So it's really about, I suppose, achieving this true collaboration and getting rid of traditional barriers or turf wars that usually exist in bigger companies. So you're actually getting people working together and getting the chemistry occurring.
That's right. The idea is that what you lose by not being part of a department, you more than gain as being part of a team. And that way it also allows us to, we're building a campus in New York, in Hell's Kitchen specifically. It allows us to move the people across the street, which you can't really move a department across the street, but you can move a team.
What that's doing, Bob, is really delivering the flexibility that we need given this high speed of change in the world that we're living in today.
Yes, and it puts everybody also into a collaborative mode so that you might get the best idea may come from a media planner, might come from a technologist, it might come from somebody who's working with user experience. So you never know where a good idea is going to come from. Starting to become over 500 staff in New York alone. We have 14-plus agencies as opposed to, like, one very big agency.
So you're breaking it down and avoiding the silo approach?
Well, we're breaking it down so that we don't have... I used to remember that Jay Shiat, when he was alive and he was one of my mentors, he said, well, how big are you going to get before you become bad? And it's one of the famous Jayisms. So I wanted to create a new model so that we could keep the agencies as a number of smaller agencies rather than one very big one.
Otherwise, you end up with a situation, I think, quite often what happens is you become what made you successful.
Right.
That can be the danger. You're now a full-service digital agency, obviously moving with the times and reacting to what the clients are looking for. Do you see this process will just be ongoing?
When we started in 77 and we went until 86, we really created a studio that was designed to do computer-assisted filmmaking. And we put that concept across everything that we that we did, and we had a version. We used to be called at that time something like Lucasfilms of the East, because we also worked on features, and we also did commercial production, but we actually had one of the most integrated shops in terms of computer-assisted filmmaking. From 86 to 95, we spent with a digital studio because we brought in a combination of video, digital video when it first went digital, and computer graphics as well as film, and we integrated print TV spots and feature films. So we really created the first integrated digital production studio. And then in 1995, I sold that company to True North Communications, and we worked on, from 95 to 2004, a new model for an interactive advertising agencies. There were a lot of interactive agencies that had formed. Some of them went under during the dot-com era of 2000-2001. And we then, in 2005, started the new agency model, which continues as this new model that we were talking about earlier. And we've added parts and pieces to it that we continue to develop. Like, for instance, we've just added a mobile marketing piece. We've added an measurement and analytics piece. We're going to be adding media. So as we start adding parts and pieces, hopefully between the 2004 to 2013 scenario, we'll have created a new model for an advertising agency that's designed for the digital age.
Why do you think the traditional agency structure is unworkable for the future?
I think the biggest issue that I have is not that the senior people as part of agencies don't talk the talk, but it's very difficult for them to walk it. Agencies have to, in order to stay profitable, and each one has its demands, particularly the large holding company models, to turn in profits. And at the end of the day, they're really designed to do TV, all outbound media, particularly TV spots and print ads. And so as much as they'd like to move into new areas, it's very difficult for them to do that when their entire business model is based around the 30-second spot. Their model is based around outbound. It's another term for the same thing, whereas we're more on-demand and inbound. We do look at both. We're also looking at behavioral kinds of aspects of our customers. We're really focused on the customer, which means that we don't do so much in terms of managing clients. We look more at understanding their customers and bringing them metrics that show that our work is working.
And so having that customer-focused approach is really central to why the RGA model is so different and effective for you?
I think that actually clients are becoming smarter and smarter all the time, because the average age of a tenure for a chief marketing officer is about 2 years now. And they have to focus on their customers. As they start focusing on their customers, they start realizing that the spend needs to change. And as they start moving the spend more to inbound on-demand channels, particularly I see a great growth area in mobility as an example, the overall budgets that clients have, they're not getting larger necessarily. And so the money is being split up differently. And the large agencies that are really designed, they were probably designed around a model that was created in the 70s. If you think about it, I always say that Bill Birnbach from DDB and David Ogilvy and Leo Burnett really created the modern agency model back then, and not a lot has been done to change it since the early 70s. And now model that we have and other models that are developing that agencies will transform to will eventually be similar. There'll be a model that's somewhat new and transformed, and then there won't be discussions about integration, collaboration. There won't be discussions about new models. There'll be agencies that are bigger and more global in the new model. There'll be ones that are more B2B focused. There'll be ones that are more creative, more boutique-like, et cetera, just as they exist today. But they'll be in an overall new model.
It certainly paints an exciting picture for the future. Bob, what kind of attributes do you look for in people that you put on at RGA that can think in the way that can work within what's going on in the marketplace at the moment?
We have recruited recruiters that work with allocations people that are constantly looking for the right people, and they then get interviewed by the departments, the department heads, and many of them need to cross over to multiple departments, so they get interviewed across departments. And then I think right now our average is interviewing about 30 people to find one. There's a real shortage of talent in the digital space, and we're competing against not just other agencies that are being forced by their clients, as I mentioned earlier. We're also competing with the Googles of the world, Microsoft and media companies, and also corporations. You know, just generally, corporations have large in-house staffs now that do a lot of the technology. So we have a lot of people that are competing for the same talent.
I think it's certainly going to make it interesting for the future. If you've got the right people and they're working in the right team constructs, it'll certainly provide the results.
It also provides a way in which they stay longer. I didn't mention that before, but when you're part of a team, you tend to have greater retention than being part of a department, because there's nothing better than, you know, celebrating successes and even problems and figuring out solutions as part of a team.
It's half the fun of it, I think. Bob, just moving on now, we all know the game's changed. You know, consumers are increasingly controlling their media interaction. Do you think the industry is moving quick enough to adapt to these dynamics?
No, I don't. I don't think that the clients have moved over the appropriate budgets yet, but I think that over time that'll happen. And that's one part of the picture. The other thing is that agencies are still structured pretty much the same as they have been. And the media agencies, I have a lot of difficulty with how they're structured, in that, you know, they were decoupled a while back from the creative process. And now the creative process and the technical process are so much more complicated, and to have that group sitting out, you know, separately in another location, I think doesn't work as well. And so we're creating a situation where the media, at least the media planning piece, the creative media planning is part of our team structure.
I think it's pretty fundamental given the dynamics of the market today and the impact of convergence that you have to go that way, really.
What happens when you're part of the team, they start to then understand really what the copywriter is doing, what the information architect or interaction designer does, and they begin to understand more and more about the technology of certain applications. And you know, it's a very good collaborative environment.
As you say, creativity can come from anywhere these days, and that's the exciting part of working in a team. It's interesting when we talk about the implications of this increase in consumer control and how that affects brands. Recently, I listened to A.G. Lafley's comments from P&G, the boss of P&G, about how the more they let go and the more they hand over control to consumers, the more successful they are. But you sense that for a lot of clients, that is a big decision and a hard thing to work through.
I didn't hear A.G. Lafley, but I know Jim Stengel well, and, you know, I think that P&G is moving in the direction of a new client model, which also, I don't know that we discussed that. It's really important that they change their model as much as the agencies need to change. They're moving their ad spend that was in AdAge this issue away from TV and more into print. I went to a conference this morning sponsored by a couple of magazines, and they had Sir Martin Sorrell and the previous head of CBS that now is at Sirius, and they had the person who runs MTV and one other speaker. COO Dan Rosenwag of Yahoo. And I think the person from MTV was Michael Wolff. It was a very interesting conversation. But they were all saying, when it related to magazines, that you know, they really shouldn't care what platform it's on. They should have them on so many platforms that the customer can really make the choice.
The interesting thing is, I think two things there is, one, we're adopting a snacking approach to media these days. And secondly, I think that those media have an opportunity on a brand level to create a connection so that really we don't mind what platform we access that brand on. Well, thank you for your time today. You've given people a lot of different perspective to think about. We really appreciate your involvement.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Bye.
Ad News Reinvention 2007 podcasts are an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. Ad News is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for the free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.